How does Atami Atta relate to Ajahn Chah's simile about oil and water, the mind and the mind objects being separate? Because I can think of several relations, but I'd be interested to hear your comments on that.
I think it's a very, very skillful and helpful way of talking about letting go. But I would say, you know, Atamayata is also representing a quality of the more profound insight that Ajahn Chah expresses, where he says, inside is Dhamma, outside is Dhamma, everything is Dhamma. So the oil is Dhamma, the water is Dhamma, everything is Dhamma. That which is knowing the oil and water is also Dhamma. So it's like, in terms of the initial disentangling or letting go of the habits of identification. But I feel that that kind of insight, where Lumpur says, inside is Dhamma, outside is Dhamma, everything is Dhamma, and that which is knowing this is Dhamma also, that it's a kind of extra layer or level beyond the oil and water symbol. All symbols and similes are partially relevant. All analogies are partial, and it's good to bear that in mind. That's how I would read it. I don't know if you'd have any.
Yeah, absolutely. You get these wonderful similes, but then you realize that you can always add some other either interpretation or insight or doubt to it.
You say, well, if that works, then what about such and such? So, any kind of simile or metaphor that one uses, there's always a few caveats, you know, or just kind of conditions around it.